Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Happy Masters Sunday. Welcome to the Early Edge. There are some questions already about the Masters. I see you, Scott Kobe. Can anyone beat Scheffler? We will address that in this show. Welcome on in, everybody. Hit the like button if you could. Let's take a very quick look at the recap screen. Too many X's on this one. We lost our baseball bets. Fortunately, on Sportsline, we hit some here. We got Spencer Turnbull's under 5.5 Ks. And, of course, Mike McClure hit his Cubs pick over on Sportsline. But we got to do better than this. Keep in mind, Danny Brasco, 2-for-6. But look at all the plus money plays there, plus 185, plus 140, plus 160. So always keep that in mind in terms of the types of bets that are being offered. A lot of times when you have like a plus 185, maybe you're not betting a full unit, but you're betting as much as it takes to win a full unit. Just something to keep in mind from a betting standpoint. But either way, we got to do better than that, and we're going to do better with the stars of the show. Today on a Sunday, we bring you Mike McClure, the maestro and sniper. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got it all for you today. We've got MLB. We've got, of course, some Masters picks. We actually have three matchups to give you. And maybe if you have some questions about maybe live outrights, I know we were talking pre-show with Mike McClure about what he thinks in terms of the chase pack to Scottie Scheffler. And Larry, I got to ask you, because we're going to cover some NBA too. We've got a ton of NBA afternoon games, and we're setting up for the playoffs here. Is there a way for you to kind of level set where we are with sort of the NBA playoff race? What is still up for grabs?
There's so much up for grabs. I couldn't go into it unless we had a 30-minute show just talking about that. But you have all 30 teams playing. 12 of the 15 games have playoff implications. Some of the biggest ones, you have a three-way tie out west with the OKC Thunder holding the tiebreaker edge. If all those top three teams win, they get the number one seed. In the East, you have the Bucks, who need to beat the Magic to clinch the number two seed. The Knicks could also move up to number two, but the Magic aren't going to lie down because they could fall all the way from the five into the play-in tournament. So that's one of the games to watch today. And the play-in tournament starts Tuesday. You have games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then the real playoffs start on the weekend.
The real playoffs. That sounds very good. But Matt, we're going to get to you in a second because I want to get started with our official picks. I know you've got two baseball picks I'm very intrigued by. But Mike, I want to ask you this because we are going to be talking a little bit of golf. And before we get into maybe a discussion about outrights and Scottie Scheffler, maybe you could set up a tease here because we were talking pre-show about Scottie Scheffler. And listen, we know he's dominant. We know he's the best player in the world. I mean, it's not hard to say, hey, Scottie Scheffler is going to win the Masters and maybe every tournament that comes after it. With that said, though, before we get into any like specific golf picks, Scotty wasn't great yesterday. He showed some vulnerability, correct?
Yeah, I really think he did see it. And we have to, again, you did a nice job setting it up. Not great for Scotty is basically being like everyone else, right? He was still fine. He was right there with everyone else at the top of the leaderboard. But he was certainly not dominant yesterday. He did have a very fortunate eagle, but some really long putts early in that round. If one of those don't go down, things could be quite different here. So while he is fantastic, it obviously takes a ton of skill to do that. I think he was actually pretty fortunate to shoot one under par in round three. I think he should have been closer to plus one. I think he should be sitting around minus five right now, tied with Homa and one back of Morikawa.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot of those names when we get to our head-to-head matchups for round four. And by the way, shout out to Gipper's picks. It looks like you gave out some UFC picks that landed. So props to you. I know Japan and others are giving you props as well. All right, Sniper, we got to bounce back from yesterday's MLB day. You got two teams that you want to cover in terms of team totals. You've got the floor, my friend.
Yeah, I'll start in Baltimore. I definitely like Corbin Burnes against his former team, the Brewers. The Brewers are going really well right now. But Colin Ray on the mound for the Brewers, 1.64 ERA right now. He's not that good. There's some regression coming. He doesn't miss many bats. I like the Orioles to put a lot of balls in play and find a lot of holes today. Jackson Holliday, by the way, does not have a hit yet. Major League Baseball's top prospect. He's been up for a little bit less than a week. He does not have a hit yet. He's been beat up by a lot of high velocity up in the zone. Colin Ray doesn't throw that hard. So I think this is a good spot for Holliday to get his first Major League hit. That's not my official play, though. My official play is over 4.5 runs. I like the Orioles offense as a whole. I was just kind of mentioning that. It feels like a good spot for Jackson Holliday there. But yeah, Orioles, they average 5.43 runs per game overall, 5.25 at home. I know they don't necessarily, might not get that ninth inning at bat, but I don't think they're going to need it. I think they're going to beat up Ray early in the game. So Orioles over 4.5. Another one. Same division, same number, Blue Jays over 4.5 runs. It's Kyle Freeland Day. We might start celebrating that like Patrick Corbin Day, because Freeland has allowed 21 runs in just 10 2/3 innings so far this year. On the road, 17 runs allowed in 5 2/3 innings. The Blue Jays have hit lefties much better than righties. Freeland is a lefty. They have about 130 more OPS points versus lefties than righties. And in his career, Justin Turner has absolutely feasted on Kyle Freeland. A lot of that was when, obviously, Turner was with the Dodgers facing the Rockies in Colorado. But really good numbers overall for Turner. And this year, he's been really good in general. So it's a good matchup for Turner. I love the Blue Jays here. But if you wanted to play something on Justin Turner, that's a good spot as well.
Absolutely love it. And by the way, Chad Eubanks, I caught the Colin Ray reference. Of course, Colin Ray on the mound today, but previously a country music star in the 80s and 90s. A famous song. Yes, he's very old. He's much older than you think. He's got a very famous song called Little Rock. It's actually a pretty good country song. There's also Lee Brown, who's big on the historical presidential history. He says D-backs first five minus a half. I've done that before, specifically with the D-backs. I think it's a decent matchup with Gallen on the mound against Mikolas. Yeah. I usually don't like to forfeit that half a run, or I shouldn't say forfeit, but give that half a run. But in this case, it might be justified.
I'm down with that play for sure.
Yeah. Listen, Gallen at home in particular, certainly like that. All right, if you want to make that bet that Lee Brown suggested, or the bets that Gipper Picks suggests, or anybody in this chat, or of course the Sniper, new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got to get to a host, no pun intended, of golf picks. And we got to get to some NBA picks and some sports line picks, which have been treating us pretty well lately. But before we get anywhere, we got to hear a message from our partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. I've got a couple of golf picks. One of these two is pretty juicy. The other one is plus money. I'll start with the juicy one. This was actually like minus 120, minus 125 yesterday. It grew to minus 140 across pretty much all markets. I like Cameron Smith over Benon in round four. I mean, this is one of those where Benon is a guy that I've been supporting over the last, you know, three or four tournaments. If you watch the early wedge, you know I've been on him in DFS and in some head-to-head stuff. But when it comes to the putter and when it comes to round four and when it comes to experience at the Masters, I really just trust Cameron Smith, who, you know, we didn't know what Cameron Smith's form was going to be leading up to the Masters. You know, some of these guys on LIV that haven't been fully successful, we're just not sure what form they're in. But Cameron Smith has been really steady the whole way. And I think in round four, we're going to see a lot of that, particularly with the putter. Benon's been good with the ball striking, but he's been pretty bad with the putter. And I just, when it comes to putter regression, I really think Benon, I don't know that we're going to see regression. I think he's going to continue to struggle with the putter. The cool thing is Cam Smith, he's usually really good with the putter. So I just like the matchup there. The ball striking might be a little bit better from Benon, but overall, I think when it comes to the short game, Cameron Smith is going to end up prevailing. And I think that's part of the reason this line went from around minus 120 to minus 140 in a lot of markets. The next one, I mean, might surprise you a little bit. I'm going to go with Max Homa at plus 120 over Ludvig Åberg. And this is just one of those where I think the market is just too high on Ludvig, especially when you consider, hey, this is the Masters. It's his first Masters. It's his first round four at the Masters. And also Ludvig in round fours hasn't been really that great this year. We know that's kind of his history. At the Players round four, he was really good. But overall, he's really been wilting in round fours. And I really think that's when Max Homa really starts to pick up his game. Again, I don't love Max Homa's Masters experience. I don't love his major experience, but it looks like that's in the rear view. He's been very steady throughout this tournament. Not a lot of blow up spots. Ludvig has been outstanding, but I think in round four, we've seen him wilt. And I think at Augusta, we're going to see a little bit of that as well. And again, I like the way Max Homa has approached this tournament and approached rounds one through three. So you're getting me plus 120. I'm just going to go ahead and take it against the very hot Ludvig Åberg. Those are my two round four matchups. And Mike McClure, we kick it to you because speaking of plus money, you have one that I think is going to surprise some people as well, because on the other side of it is a guy that people quite like. So what's your round four matchup for the Masters?
It's going to be another little more exposure to Bryson DeChambeau for me, Sia. The price point is just the reason for it. It's Bryson DeChambeau plus 125 against Xander Schauffele. So when you look at just a plus 125 in general, that implies about 44%. I'm not ready to say that Xander is a full 6% better than Bryson at this particular event, where Bryson is still long off the tee and frankly playing relatively well for who he is. So I think Xander gets a little too much love because we see Xander week in, week out. We don't see a lot from Bryson, but the price point here, again, I think this is very close to a coin flip, around 50%. So looking at about a 5.5 to 6% edge on Bryson at plus 125, it's just one I can't ignore because of that price. I think these two players, very, very equal. Xander's been decent with the putter the last few days. Bryson has been kind of middling across the board, but I still want to bet on the skill set here. I think both of these guys are going to play extremely aggressive because they're really not out of this at all. I know that Scotty's leading at -7, but the way these pin locations are set up today and how difficult this course is overall, it only takes one good hole on their side and one bad hole for Scotty, which we saw yesterday afternoon. So I think they're going to be very, very aggressive. And I will take the plus money here with Bryson, as I think it should be closer to 50%.
Yeah, and for the record, I think Bryson could absolutely have a great day. And I think Xander could have a good day, too. Don't forget yesterday, I don't know how many people took it because it wasn't official, but I had Xander as a top 10 at even money. And, you know, obviously right now he's firmly inside the top 10. I'm curious who else ended up riding with that one. Mike, let me ask you this before we get to some heavy NBA picks, including some sports line picks. Is there anybody on the outright board? Obviously, Scottie Scheffler's in that like minus 110, minus 115 range. Then you got Colin around plus 350, Homa plus 750. It goes down to Ludvig at that point, plus 900, Bryson plus 2000, Xander 30-1, and so on. Is there anybody that you would feel comfortable like sprinkling a little bit on, whether it be just like a sprinkle bet or something you like even more than that?
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I like a little bit of Morikawa, +350, but I was just looking at the leaderboard here. I think there are six guys that can win this still, Sia. That would be Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, Ludvig Åberg, Bryson DeChambeau, and Xander. I think those are the six guys that can realistically win this golf tournament still. The guy, if anyone upsets Colin or any Scottie, right now I actually think it could be Colin Morikawa.
All right. Yeah. Colin looks completely locked in. By the way, it looks like some people locked in Xander yesterday at +100. So hopefully that one ends up cashing. All right. Let's look at some sports line picks. Larry, before we get to your NBA prop, we're going to start with the Magic -4.5. This one again, all these NBA games, don't be too distracted by the Masters and by MLB afternoon games, because all of these NBA games are in the afternoon as well. We got the Magic -4.5. They're at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, that's a 1 o'clock start. And then we're going to Kevin Durant. This is a 3:30 start against the T-Wolves. Kevin Durant over 25.5 points at -109. Again, KD over 25.5 points against the T-Wolves at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Larry, we've got a little bit more NBA to talk about. And by the way, if you have questions in the chat, I'll try to take a look at those right now. You like a play on TJ McConnell. Talk to us about it.
I love TJ McConnell today in a game that the Pacers are treating as if it's a game seven because they need to avoid the play-in tournament. They're hosting the Hawks. They're laying 14 points. So you have the blowout potential. But TJ McConnell, to me, his 20 minutes are safe regardless of whether they get out to a big lead. And the last two times he faced the Atlanta Hawks, 14 assists, 10 assists, averaging 24 minutes. We know the Hawks are bad defensively, give up the sixth most assists in the NBA. And TJ McConnell, especially since Ben Mathurin went out, especially since the All-Star break, he looks rejuvenated. He looks a lot younger than his 32 years. He's playing great basketball, averaging 7 assists this month. He runs that second unit. It's all TJ McConnell, either scoring or assisting. I like his PRA as well, but I settled on the assists over 5.5 against the Atlanta Hawks.
All right. We'll take the assists over 5.5. By the way, the last time you were on there,
I fully support that pick.
Yes, exactly. The Pacers. Larry, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm kind of flying blind here because I'm not 100% sure. The Herb Jones pick, you had over 3.5 rebounds. That ended up hitting, right?
Yeah, he got 5. I think he got all 5 in the first half, but then he stopped at 5. Yeah.
That's funny because I was keeping an eye on that game and he had 3 rebounds like in the middle of the first quarter, I think. And I was like, oh my gosh, this one's going to hit really easy. But I never followed up, and I'm sure it was on the recap screen. I'm just forgetting right now. But good stuff there with that NBA prop. Let me just point out a couple of questions that I caught. I'm trying to make sure I didn't miss anything. But Kirk over Hunan, I don't love that one. I'm not 100% sure what to expect from Chris Kirk. Obviously, he's been very good, including yesterday. But I'd probably stay away from that one. And then Batia over Fowler. Fowler surprised me, and I do think he's going to regress a little bit. The problem I have with Batia over Fowler is I don't think it should be -130. I think if it was like -110 each way, I'd probably lean Batia's way, but Fowler seems to have found something, and while I do think he's going to regress, I don't fully trust Akshay Batia, who, for the record, that was our second pick yesterday. We had Lowry over Batia. Lowry, if he wasn't the worst putter in the field, actually would have beaten him by a couple of strokes, but you know, here we are on that one. We went 1-for-2 because of that, but Batia, up until around the 16th, 17th hole, looked pretty good, so I'd probably just stay away from that one either way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think I caught up with most of the questions. If I didn't, especially when it comes to golf, you can always tweet at me and I will try to lock in and make sure I get an answer to you before these matchups go off. But I think we covered it. MLB, NBA, PGA. Let's take a look at the recap screen and see what we've got. Masters round four, Bryson plus 125 over Xander. I've got a plus money play too. Max Homa plus 120 over Ludwig. And then Masters round four, Cam Smith minus 140 over Ben On, the sniper. Orioles team total over 4.5 at minus 110. And Blue Jays team total over 4.5, minus 135. The maestro, Larry Hartstein. TJ McConnell over 5.5 assists at minus 115. And then, of course, our sports line picks, Magic minus 4.5 and KD over 25.5 points at minus 109. Everybody, don't forget, all of these games are starting within the next couple of hours. Not all of them, but most of them are starting within the next 2 to 4 hours. So make sure you lock in the NBA picks early. Make sure you lock in the MLB picks early. And, of course, these round four matchups are about to start. So check those out as well. It's been a great show, a great Sunday edition, a Masters, a Hello Friends edition, if you will. But, of course, we peppered in as much MLB and NBA as we could. Go to Sportsline for the rest of the picks. There's plenty more picks in the MLB and in the NBA, specifically NHL 2, I'm sure. You can check that at sportsline.com/join if you're not already a member, and you'll get 60% off if you type in the promo code winners. But for the here and now, we got to get out of here. Enjoy your Sunday. On behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and threes and fours, the sniper, M2, and of course, the maestro. This is the Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.